For CJLO News, I'm Danny Obrey. Nima Machouf, one of the Canadians aboard a flotilla carrying aid to Gaza that was intercepted by the Israeli Navy, returned to Montreal this Sunday. Her husband and a crowd of activists greeted her at the airport. Machouf told the press that Israel had subjected her and other activists to humiliation, aggression, and torture by way of sleep deprivation while they were in custody. She also called for a secure corridor to get aid to Gaza and Canada in order to end trade with Israel that endangers Palestinians. Heavy rains and flooding claimed the lives of at least 64 people in Mexico last week. The storms heavily impacted five states within the country, leaving approximately 263,000 citizens without power and damaged 100,000 homes in total. The Mexican Army, Air Force, and National Guard have been deployed throughout these states in order to distribute food and clean water to those in need. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has faced questions about Mexico's alert system, stating that there was no indication that the rainfalls would be this impactful. Governors of the affected states are doing their best to collaborate with President Sheinbaum, as 65 citizens remain missing. Iconic actress Diane Keaton died in her home in California on Saturday due to prolonged health issues. Born Diane Hall in 1946 in Los Angeles, she took up acting for the first time in her early 20s, starring in Broadway productions such as Hair and Played Again Sam. She would later star in hit films such as Annie Hall, Father of the Bride, and First Wives Club, but was best known for portraying Kay Adams Corleone in the Godfather film series. Throughout her career, she won 2 Golden Globe Awards, 1 BAFTA Award, and an Oscar. Diane Keaton is survived by her daughter Dexter and her son Duke. She was 79 years old. For more information, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
take my style, take my shine. You ain't shit, bitch. You know it too. We coming, baby. Bay Ray, New Jersey.
Watch your mouth when it's pointed my way. Watch your mouth and it was you finna say. Watch your mouth when it's pointed my way. Cause we can run up on you any fucking day.
Don't make me say this shit more than once. Cause you know where it's coming from. All your life, all you did was run. But you swear you live by the gun. You ain't shit, you ain't nothing, son. You ain't running shit but your mouth. And I suggest you stop that shit, nobody believe or come out. Silver spoon from the womb, you ain't shit, bitch. I'm out of tough talk, but it ain't legit. You fucking empty man, I know you faking every word. I smack the shit out of your face, you little stupid herd.
Watch your mouth, watch your mouth. Watch your mouth, where it's pointing my way. Watch your mouth, watch your mouth. Stink kissing pussy, bitch, watch your games that you play.
Stuck in the loop, caught in the fire. War with himself, at war with his mind. Face to face with the barrel of the gun. Ain't this shit his whole life, but right.
Please tell me what's running through your head. I know you wish you could take back what you said, but you can't, it's too late. Hands in your throat, checkmate. You can't, it's too late. Hands in your throat, checkmate. Put some respect on my name. See me in person, your energy change. All of you pussies are so fucking fake. You talk shit about all of your friends, you're two-faced.
Stuck in a loop, caught in a bind. At war with himself, at war with his mind. Face to face with the barrel of the gun. Ain't this shit his whole life, but what? You worry now, you but a pawn in the game. Got smacked.
Hello, 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 and we're back. Welcome to CJLO 1690. I think the phone's ringing. Is the phone ringing over there? Answer it. Hello, hello. Let's turn this up. All right, so we're trying to make a phone call. I think our phone's ringing. We're trying to call someone to get on the show. You're going to have to go downstairs and get those other guys on the show. We're doing all this live right now. You know what? Let's just play another song. Tonight, we have Zero Tolerance on the show. And we're just going to jump right into that play. This is Tender is the Flesh from Tender is the Flesh EP. CJLO 1690. Did you just...
you want to have a discussion about movies?
You're all clear, kid. Now let's blow this thing and go home.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
May the Force be with you.
Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Hey, do you love movies? Discover the best of art house cinema in three theaters all across the city. That is Cinéma Musée, Du Parc, and Beaubien. Students only pay $11 per ticket, all day, every day. See you at the movies.
All right, we're back. So I got our guy on the phone, Jay. I should turn on your microphone. Here we go. Here, let's turn on everyone's microphone. You know what? Let's just bring him in. Jay?
I'm right here.
No, not you, Jay. The other Jay from New Jersey.
There's two Jays?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a bit confusing. So now there's Jay number one is our guest, okay? All Jay.
Right. What's up?
Jay Way, a.k.a. You know, Jay is running for president of the United States. Did you know that? We're talking to a potential president of the United States. Or is it mayor of New Jersey?
I'm down.
Wait, I'm confused.
President of New Jersey, the most valuable in the country.
That's right. I've seen those videos. Those are great videos there, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate it from our end also. We played two songs tonight. We played Malocchio. What's the name of the album?
The Recipe.
The Recipe, Volume 1. For everyone listening out there, that implies there's a Volume 2, Jayway.
Yes. Most certainly there does. That does imply a Volume 2. I like to keep things open-ended, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Every creative idea that can grow.
That's correct. I appreciate that. I respect that. After Malocchio, we played Watch Your Mouth. I've been listening to this album all week, and I got to say, where we're at Thursday night, I'm walking much different than I was on Monday. Monday, I was dragging a bit, but, you know, I'm swinging my arms and everything walking down the street now.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what this music is supposed to make you do, right? Puff your chest out a little bit and have some confidence.
Yeah, good job. No, for real, I'm really liking all of it. How long has Bayway been a band for? Not too long, right?
Yeah, Bayway started towards the end of 2022. And we put out our first single maybe October or November of 2022.
Great. It seems like it's getting a lot of good response, like, quickly.
Yeah, you know, people have really latched onto it. It wasn't my intention for it to be that way. I really just wanted to make music, you know, coming out of COVID, that made me happy. You know what I mean? Like, I just wanted to, like, really revisit music that made me happy. And I wasn't going to do anything project-wise that didn't appeal to me, you know? So
yeah.
It was kind of nice to put out something that was very much not for anybody else but me and have people respond to it the way that they did.
I mean, I see the videos, I can hear it. You clearly are having fun and you really don't care if anybody is hating. In fact, you kind of might enjoy the fact that some people are hating.
You know, my take on it is like this, like, you know, if that's the kind of life that you want to live and you want to, like, kind of waste your energy and your time with that, then, I mean, that's fine with me. But I really couldn't care less. Like, I don't do this for people's opinions of me. I mean, half the time the lyrics that I write are to make my friends laugh.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but my lyrics are Bayway motherfucker. I don't know if I can curse on here, but.
Yeah, you can.
All right, so I mean, my lyrics are Bayway motherfucker. I mean, I'm clearly not taking myself very seriously here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what? You're the only person that's allowed to swear on this radio. If you listen to all the other episodes, everyone's swearing and I'm telling them, no. But for you, we'll make an exception, Mr. Presidente.
Hey, listen, I very much appreciate that. My vernacular is more impressive when I'm able to use fuck.
Hey, you know, it's for emphasis, and sometimes it's needed. Let's play some more Bayway. What song should we play next? What would you like?
Why don't you play They Never Learn?
Why are you laughing? What's, you think that's funny? All right. Do they ever learn?
What's that?
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will. You know what? Let's do it. They Never Learn, Bayway, CJLO 1690. We'll be right back. All right. And we're back. Jay?
I'm back.
Other Jay?
Hi.
Yeah, there you are. Yeah. Great. All right. So, yeah, I don't think they're going to learn.
Listen, I hope they don't.
Turn down your guys' mics. What? I think my co-host got super high before the show. No, he doesn't even smoke weed.
No,
I have a direct line.
I'm holding back because it just reminds me of that Frank Rizzo Jerky Boys energy, that comedy. Like, yeah, good. I hope you don't.
Hey, listen. That's why
I'm busting.
I heard you had a paint job for me. Paint everything.
Paint
your fucking car.
That's why I'm dying over here, because every time you say stuff like that, I'm picturing Frank Rizzo in the back. He's like, yeah, I hope they don't. They're jerky.
All right.
I'm coming. I start work tomorrow.
I grew up on a Jerky Boy, so I very much appreciate that.
I picked up on that sense of humor right away.
In being funny, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't take anything very seriously. I'm not sure if you picked up on that.
No, that's why I kept bursting out laughing, because it totally had that Frank Rizzo energy. I love it.
It's clearly coming through, Jay. Clearly.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys are picking up.
We got it.
Yeah.
All right. So let's. You were here. When was the last time you guys were here?
You know, I'm horrible at this.
Yeah.
I'm like the worst guy to ask. We actually just pulled up to a show in Colorado. And a dude was asking me, you ever play this venue in Alabama? man, last time we played Alabama, we drove into this fucking basement, whatever. And he's like, yeah, that's the venue I'm talking about. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know shit. We were in Montreal. I feel like maybe like 4 or 5 months ago.
Yeah, something like that. Is Diego with you right now?
Diego is setting up merch right now.
Yeah, of course he is. That's what he does. Everybody who I talk to from bands that are from out of town, whenever I speak to them, everyone seems to know the bassist in Bayway, Diego. Do you find this is the case also?
Listen, you know, when I met Diego, he was, I think he was about 13 or 14 years old. He was a scared kid that never talked.
Yeah.
And once he started talking, he hasn't shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
But I love the shit out of him. And yeah, I do find, you know, he's a well-traveled guy and he's a very likable guy. And he will give you the shirt off his back. He's just that kind of person.
He really...
I find that people like that, you know, when you're genuine like that, you tend to have a lot of friends.
It shines through, straight through.
Certain.
All right, so you're coming back. Bayway's coming back. It's not this weekend. It's the 25th, Saturday, October 25th. You guys are playing the Beanfield Theater. Tell me about this tour. Is it started already?
We played a couple shows. Some of the shows, there was some issues with them. I'm not really sure exactly what happened, to be honest with you, to comment on it. But we wound up booking our own tour. Did a couple of headline dates. We've been on tour now since the beginning of October. And we're running this tour up until October 23rd. And we meet back up with Biohazard in Detroit. Biohazard, Onyx, and Swollen Teeth. And we run it up to Canada, and then we run the East Coast.
Great. I'm definitely going to come to that. Biohazard and Onyx. Do you think they're going to play Judgment Night, that song specifically?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like if they don't, it's really a fucking waste of time. No?
I think so, right? I would be really pissed if they didn't play that song. Yeah, it's like...
I'm pretty sure Onyx is going to do Slam and Biohazard Punishment.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm really excited to see that show. All right, so let's, you know what? What else do we got here? What else do you got going on, Jay? What's the future?
Right now we're in the middle of this tour. We're working out, working on some new music for the Recipe Volume 2, possibly.
Oh.
And come November, we're going to be on tour with Sanguine Sugarbog.
Really?
We'll be out in Europe.
Really?
In December.
Sick.
And, we're basically on tour for the rest of forever, I guess.
Yeah. Until further notice.
Yeah, until I can't do this shit anymore.
That's right.
Is never.
That's right. Everyone that's here, we love you. We're going to come see you on the 25th. We appreciate you coming on the show today. And we can't wait.
It was fun.
We can't wait to see you.
Make sure you reach out to Diego and he gets you on a list, all right?
Oh, yeah, no problem. We appreciate that.
All right.
All right, what song do you want to play out to?
Play Lazy Eye.
Yeah, good one. All right. Say bye to Montreal and tell them you'll see them soon.
Montreal, I love you, and I'll see you soon. But most importantly than anything else, get your ass to the fucking Biohazard Onyx and Bayway show with Swollen Teeth. You said it was the 25th?
The 25th.
On the 25th.
Word, son.
Make these two guys laugh in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll be there. All right. Thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas.
Bayway, Lazy Eye, CJLO, 1690.
I was drunk in a house of pain. Shit. your floor. I don't give a fuck how you feel. Half million without a record deal. I don't need nothing from you. I don't need nobody, man. I'ma just keep it real. Spit shit that the people feel. Came a long way when I had to steal. Hooked on drugs, so I had to deal. Took a long time for me to heal. But just look at me now. Nothing can stop me, you can't keep me down. Listen for haters, they don't make a sound. Everyone different when I come around. They so happy to see me. They don't talk shit, they can't see me. Half of them just wanna be me. I tell them, please don't watch me, just watch TV. I've had all I can take. Everything out of your mouth, this just fake. I'm from Elizabeth, the Garden State, where we don't hesitate to punch you in the face. I could go on forever, man. Swear to God, I'm this clever, man. Unpredictable weather, man. I might just smack your whole face with my fucking hand. It's Jersey. You heard me. I've been looking for opponents, but nobody is worthy.
CJLO 1690. Well, you want to put him on now? Yeah, we can. Let's go right to it.
I'm asking.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, put him on. Here we go. No, Nate?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're live on the air. Sweet, we just jumped right to it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm with my drummer, Ian, here.
Great. Ian.
How's it going?
What's up? Great. So who do we have in the studio here? We have Jay, the lead guitarist from the band Dumbass. Here. Oh, yeah, let's turn on his mic.
I am here. Yeah.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Charles. I play bass in the Post Lovin'.
Yeah. Charles, the bassist of Post Lovin'. And what's your buddy's name here?
Eugene.
Eugene. And Eugene's the homie. Eugene's just hanging out with us in the studio right now.
The entourage.
Yeah. He's the homie.
Yeah. Nate is the... Well, Nate, introduce yourself to the Montreal audience.
I'm Nate Yarrow from Zero Tolerance. I'm lead guitar and vocals.
In an awesome band with an EP called Tender is the Flesh. You guys have a single after that called, what was it, Death by Thrash?
By Thrash, you got it.
Yeah, and then the newest single, Kill the Colony. What's the name of the album?
The album name is A Test of Strength.
A Test of Strength. Yeah. When is that coming out?
That's coming out November 18th.
Okay, sweet. All right, so we just had, have you been listening to the earlier part of the show?
No, we were having a band rehearsal tonight.
Oh, I'm so sorry for disturbing your thrashing.
No worries at all.
Yeah, yeah. We were just talking with Jay, the singer of Bayway, New Jersey, a hardcore band from New Jersey. They're coming to Montreal next week. But you guys are coming here next week also, right?
Yeah, we're coming up to the good old Piranha Bar.
You're playing at Piranha Bar.
Yeah, the downstairs, because Exploded is playing the upstairs same night, so it'll be a good night of metal and punk.
Right.
Yeah, there will be a lot of people
wait,
there
who's
that
playing
night.
Exploited is playing upstairs that night?
No, Exploited.
Exploited is playing up, wow.
Yeah,
so
yeah, oh, I think right. That's the night that Shittax is playing
Shittax
there.
Shittax is
Shittax
opening
and
there.
And
Drowning in Blood.
Drowning in Blood. Is there another band? I think there's three openers on that show.
Yeah, three openers.
Yeah. Wow, what a all in one spot. And so who's playing downstairs, Nate? That show sold out, by the way, the Exploited show.
Yeah.
So everyone, you can't go, so you have to go see Zero Tolerance now downstairs.
Yeah, you don't have a choice. Yeah. It's my course.
Well, you know.
Wait, who else is playing? Raider?
Yeah, Raider. Yeah. We're on tour with them. It'd be Raider, us, and a couple others.
Right. What were you going to say, Jay?
I was going to say, if you're going to have a competing night, it's better to have them in the same venue.
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah. People can slip in and out.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could get upstairs to see the Exploited.
Yeah, it's Stragoneria, Roberto Band.
Oh, it's Roberto
playing,
playing
with
yeah.
Zero Tolerance.
Yeah.
And their Brain Down.
Okay.
There's going to be a lot of overlap. A lot of people are going to go... And say, hey, let's go.
Just be like, oh, yeah, I was here before. Look, I have a black shirt. I'm the white guy in the black shirt with the hair. Yeah. Nate, when's the last time you played in Montreal before that?
This summer we did a little mini Death by Thrash tour. We played
you guys played
at Gauche.
You played at Death Fest at Foof's this year?
We played at the Hemisphere Gauche.
Oh, Hemisphere Gauche.
Hemisphere,
yeah. Decent venue. Yeah.
Yeah, it was with Drowning in Blood. Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, yeah. Ian, do you like Montreal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
So earlier when we were trying to get in touch with Bayway and we were having phone issues, we played... I didn't know what to do, so I just jumped and I played Tender is the Flesh. Good song.
Thank you.
I've been listening to Zero Tolerance all week, and yeah, just bang your head. Just, yeah. The reason I know about you guys, actually, Chuck, Charles, it was a guy in your band, Post Lovin', and remember we were at Fatale one night,
yeah.
And you guys
played. I love when the stories start like that.
You guys played, and Killotine played that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was hanging out with Matt, the singer of Killotine.
Yeah.
And a guy in your band, I don't know his name, and
probably Alex.
And both of those guys were talking about Zero Tolerance.
Yeah.
And and how awesome Zero Tolerance was. And so I said, damn. And based on that, I said, man, Post Lovin' and Killotine are really awesome bands. And if these guys are saying that this band is awesome, here we go, and here you are.
Hell yeah.
And that's where we're at right now, Nate and Ian.
Right on, man. Thank you. Appreciate the kind words, everybody.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's jump into a Zero Tolerance song. What should we play?
Kill the Colony. Might as well the newest one.
Yeah. Ian, what did you say, the same thing or a different one, Ian?
No, I want to hear that one, yeah.
Yeah, you want All right, let's do it. This is Kill the Colony by Zero Tolerance on CJLO, 1690 AM. Mm-hmm.
My eyes.
CGLO 1690, The Electric Messiah Radio Show. We're back. Nate, you're there?
I'm here. That was really good.
That was really good. Okay, so what are we talking about here? Is there a specific call? Because I'm just thinking Jim Jones.
Sorry, what do you mean?
Do you know Jim Jones?
I actually don't.
So Jim Jones killed an entire colony of people. He's the, you know, the
don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know by the name.
Yeah. Nope. So his name was Jim Jones, and when I hear this song "Kill the Colony," my brain first went to that.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, like the direction. Like I didn't write the lyrics of the song. Our rhythm guitarist Eve did, but
okay,
it's kind of like. Like it's like our band name. It's like you can make the song whatever you want it to be. Like it's not directed at anybody. It's just directed at.
Well, my brain painted a picture. So
the hallmark of a good lyric.
That's right.
Awesome. Well, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Do you? Your music's very smash 'em in the face.
Oh yeah.
Is that a good way to describe it?
Yeah, that's kind of like the no bullshit thrash metal, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
With a purpose.
Yeah. And some people, they don't like, you know, describing their music in a certain way, but I have a feeling you guys are straight up, yep, we're a thrash metal band.
No hiding it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, it's kind of take one look at us and listen to our music, and it's like, yep, that band is definitely thrash metal through and through.
Yeah, through and through. I like it. Name some Canadian thrash metal bands that we should listen to.
Like old school ones?
No, whatever you want. Besides, we had Sacrifice on the show a couple months back.
Yeah, hell yeah. They just played Toronto not too long
did
ago.
Did you go to that show on the 11th of October?
That's Acid Bath?
No, yeah. So. No.
I think Corrosive was playing on that.
We had some Thanksgiving plans that we had to attend to.
Yeah. Well, you know. Maybe you'll see them again. Maybe not. I'm not sure. They don't play that often.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. But so besides Sacrifice, yeah, just throw out a name or two.
Yeah, Razor. We love Razor. We also love Annihilator. Exciter.
Yeah. Classic.
And some new ones, Corrosive. We're really good buddies with those guys. They're from like the GTA area, similar to us. And Invicta and Raider, of course. Those are some great Death Thrash-esque bands.
Yeah. Yeah, those are good names right there. Have you heard of Hazard from Calgary?
Yes, we have, yep.
Yeah, really good band. I like their album Third Dimension that came out in January of this year. Yeah, really.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. All right, what do you want to play next?
Go backwards in order, Death by Thrash.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, introduce it, and then, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, this is Death by Thrash by Zero Tolerance.
CGLO 1690.
Our soul.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
Reality TV!
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
And we're back. CJLO 1690, The Electric Messiah Radio Show. Everybody's back. Yeah. Nate's still there, right, Nate?
We are, yes, sir. Yeah.
Ian, you're still there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, buddy. So we've been talking, we've been listening to those songs. We played Death by Thrash, and before that we played Kill the Colony. If you're just tuning in, we're on the phone with Nate and Ian from Zero Tolerance, from Hamilton, which has a massive, seems like you guys have a really big scene at the moment over there.
Yeah, it's very death metal and hardcore focused, though, but there's
a lot of bands, for sure.
A lot of bands of many genres.
Yes, that's right. And we were listening to those songs, and we were talking about the recording. You guys want to ask any questions about the recording?
I was just wondering what the guitars are tuned to.
E standard. We play everything in E standard.
Okay.
And that's it. I think that's the in-depth of our...
Oh, no, you had a question.
Yeah, I have a question.
Yeah, what was the question?
Who's the guy that mixed the album? Because the mix is insane. It's perfect.
Oh, thank you. The guy who mixed our album is Ben Erickson.
Shout out to Ted.
Shout out,
Sorry?
You said Dan Erickson?
Ben Erickson.
Ben Erickson.
Shout out to Ben.
Yeah, shout out Ben.
All around in agreement that it's really good quality. I'm assuming it cost a little bit more.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got that right also. All right, what else do we got? Let's play some more Zero Tolerance here. How about Metal Order?
Oh, that's a deep cut. Hell yeah.
Yeah, is that a deep... I figured that was a deep cut, but...
It's not a super popular song, but we talked to some of our fans and people who like really enjoy music for some reason.
Some people, it's like either their favorite or like,
I really like this song. I've been I keep putting this up, like whenever this comes on, I have to, because I've been listening to it for the past week or week and a half, I know the majority of the songs in depth now. And Metal Order just keeps, recently, the past couple of days at least, it's the one I keep playing over and over, so we have to play it now.
Oh, we'll never play it. Right on. Right,
let's do this. Metal Order, Zero Tolerance. So here on the Electric Messiah Radio Show, let's do this.
Oh,
Electric Messiah, Radio Hour, CGLO 1690. Yeah. Metal Order.
We are back.
Zero Tolerance. Guys, you're calling that a deep cut. I mean, yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah, it's just we don't really play that one live anymore, so that's why we call it a deep cut.
You don't play it live because you have just, it's like, you know, lower on the list of songs that you notice that people play.
Yeah, we just feel like we have just kind of stronger material that just kind of resonates with more people.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't forget the in-depth fans out there, though, once in a while, guys.
I know. One day, maybe if we get enough requests, people are like, come on.
Or if we get, like, an encore when we get big enough, like...
Yeah.
Rip it out randomly.
Yeah. Metal Order. Metal Order.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the last show you guys did?
We just played Rock Town Toronto, opening up for Neil Turbin, the Fistful of Metal Anthrax vocalist.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
I saw that. It was with Drowning in Blood, right?
Yeah. They were the backup band for that. Yeah.
Everyone seems to know. Yeah, that's good. We have very knowledgeable people here. You guys. Is this part of a tour that you're coming to Montreal? Is it a short tour?
Yeah, it's just going to be a Thursday to Sunday little run. We're doing Kingston, Montreal, Trois-Rivières, and Ottawa.
That's fun. All right. We're going to have to, you know, I'd come out and see you guys. I still haven't seen you guys yet, but I have already booked. I already have tickets to go see Bayway on the 25th. When are you coming? You don't know when you're coming back after this current show in Montreal.
Yeah, we're looking at maybe sometime in February, but we are coming back.
Sweet.
For a festival we're playing that's unannounced in April.
Has it been announced yet?
No, not yet.
No, okay. Great. So maybe February.
Yo, maybe I'm playing that festival.
Oh, are you also?
Because I'm waiting for
a confirmation.
No, we're confirmed, but I'm waiting for getting it out, and it's like after February.
Oh, okay. So okay. You guys probably are actually playing at that festival.
It would be cool.
Yeah. Great. Now I'm going to that show for sure. Yeah. Everybody listening, please go to Piranha Bar on the 25th of October. I'm assuming show starts at 7. Do you know how much that show is, Nate?
I will get that info for you right now.
Yeah, I had it earlier.
I think it's 20.
Let's just say 20. And if
$20, yeah,
$20. Exactly. Bucks. All right,
because I know it's Rob. There Rob booking shows,
right?
I know the price.
So October 25th, downstairs at Piranha Bar, Raider, Zero Tolerance. We say Drowning in Blood. I forget.
Stragonaria and Brain Down.
Stragonaria and Brain Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, so much for coming on the show.
No problem. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, and we'll have you back again.
Sounds good. You guys have a good rest of your night.
All right, all right. You too.
Cheers.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's do this. This is Hellion Trance, Zero Tolerance, CGLO 1690. CJLO 1690. We got about 25 seconds left. Chuck.
Oh, damn.
Charles.
Okay, so I want to say thanks to everyone that was listening tonight. And we're playing at Piranha Bar October 17th upstairs with Sheep Destroyer Crew, Razor Kill, and Chuzo.
Chuzo.
So be there.
That's tomorrow night? One.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
7 o'clock?
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
$20.
$20.
See you guys tomorrow night, Piranha Bar. Have a good one.
Hell yeah.
Cheers.